We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody is saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love.
Is the sweetest name,
that's right.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain
the power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up and move.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, said he won't leave me alone.
Clean up with us, y'all. Clean up with us. Everybody.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name
I know. Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the
How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry B. has got to bow.
So tell him, don't wait. You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear you.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
Something.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, my goodness, Lord. I just thank you this morning, Father, for your song selection, Lord, because we know, Father God, that it is something about the name of Jesus, Lord, that just, it is the sweetest thing. Name that we know, Father God, and we just thank you on this morning as we come before you, Father, only you, Father, to meet you, Lord Jesus, to meet you at the table, Lord Jesus. We say good morning to you. Good morning, Holy Spirit, as we welcome you into our executive meeting. We say good morning to everyone over this land, everybody under the sound of my voice. Wake up this morning. Rise up. Because guess what? We are at the end. The end. It is done. Whatever your circumstances, whatever your situation is, the end. It is done. Wake up this morning. I freely wake up because it is done. The end of your turmoil, the end of your trials and tribulations. The end is here. The end, Fiji, do you hear me? The end, South Africa, do you hear me? The end, France. The end, Jamaica. The end, all the other international listeners, all the local listeners, all the stateside listeners. It is done. The end. And I'm just so grateful on this morning to be able to stand before you and just thank God as we collectively come together to eat the bread of life and to drink the water. I know that today you will truly be blessed because, see, God is at a place right now where he is reeling you in so you can understand that the best is yet to come. You may have had some hard times. You may, 2020 in your mind may have been the worst time in your life. But I guarantee you, as Apostle Temple said yesterday, we're not looking forward to doing something different in 2021. We're dealing with our circumstances now. You have a new day today, and we're just thankful and grateful that you chose God as your first priority this morning. It may be noontime, but guess what? You're on a line. You're here. You're in the presence of the Lord. The Holy Ghost power will consume you. I'm not going to ask for it to consume you. I'm commanding that it will consume you on this day, and you will make conscious decisions, changing, life-changing decisions in your life on today. So sit back and know that the Holy Ghost is plugged in and he is ready to do some work in your life today. Minister Chiquita, bring us in prayer.
Good morning. Yes, sister, and what it is a great day to know God and sit in the presence of God. And sometimes we as people, we forget that God himself is just a blessing. It's wonderful that whatever we have to face, God is already gone, already done for us. And he holds in times in his hands, the beginning and the end. He sees all the seconds and he knows everything. His mercies are new every morning. And he washes away the mistakes of yesterday and brings a fresh new cabbage with the rising of the sun. We thank you, God. So, Lord, today, a new day is here. We've never lived this day before, oh God. It's filled with unknown and it's full of possibilities, oh God. It's full of moments that no one knows, but you can see, oh God. We thank you for you seeing ahead of us, oh God, on our path, oh God. They're being there for to catch us when we fail, oh God. We only have one life to live, God. Only one moment at a time, oh God. Help me to live in each moment, oh God, knowing that you are there, oh God. You are the Holy Spirit, dwells in us each moment, oh God. Giving us the comfort, oh God. Guiding and directing us, oh God. We thank you for your grace and your presence, oh God. Giving us guidance and grace, oh God, to walk in your light today, oh God. Jesus Christ is your name, oh God. God, Father, God, with the rising sun, your mercies are new. I'm excited by the gifts of this day, oh God. Fill me with the love that casts out the fear, oh God. Fill me with the hope that endures me, oh God. Fill me with the strength, God, when I am tired, God. Fill me with my patience, oh God. Fill me with your with Jesus, oh God, who I am, oh God. I know I need, oh God. Let me know. Let me know, God. Let me not lose heart, oh God. Through you, God, Jesus. Thoroughly, God. Outwardly, God. Sometimes I feel spent, God, and tired, oh God. But inwardly, God, I know you are renewing me day by day, oh God. Please, God, help me to face my fears and troubles, oh God, knowing that all of the lights and momentarily compared to the eternal glory that you outpourly, God, giving to us, God. You continually make things anew, oh God. You continually renew us, oh God. You make things anew, oh God. You cast away the things of yesterday, oh God. You give us grace, oh God. We love you for this, oh God. We give you mercy, God. We give you grace, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. And we just thank you again, Father God. We can never thank you enough, Lord Jesus. We can never thank you, Lord Jesus. And we know, Father God, that your presence is amongst us, Father. We just thank you for being there. Thank you. I don't know about y'all. I don't know who was on the line yesterday. I can never replicate anything when the force of the Holy Spirit is coming through. And I can't sit and attest to you all, testify that God is doing a new thing. I heard the music in the background, a change has come over me, and that change is coming over you, it's coming over me, because we are in the presence of the Lord, and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to abide in us. As we draw nearer to the Holy Spirit, we're giving the Holy Spirit open access to us. And I'm just grateful to be a part of that. I'm grateful to be a part of the movement that God has going on now. And if you cannot identify the movement, or you cannot see what God has going on now, then you may want to go back and ask him to open your eyes, remove whatever is blinding you, take whatever blockage that you may have within you, so the Holy Spirit can operate through you, because this is where God has us right now, and that's because of the words that's coming out of his mouth, the words he uses, his vessels, to bring words, to speak to the people, to teach the people, to help the people, and also sometimes bring correction to the people. And we, the people, have to be in a place to receive and believe, because one thing about God, and that's one of the things that I want to speak about today, is that once his word go out in Isaiah 55:11, and I like the way the King James Version speaks about it, and it's just one quick little sentence, and it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So point in time, for the last couple of weeks, yesterday the prophetic came in, a couple of weeks ago, the prophetic came in, and that is God, the Holy Spirit, speaking through God's word, coming through. And one thing about it, it's not what you and I say, it's what the word of God says, that his word never comes back void. It goes where he sends it. And one thing about God, when God speaks, power comes out. And we understand that because, and things change, things, a movement takes place. Because when you go into Genesis, when he spoke, the world was created. The earth was formed. The world was created. So we know that there is power in God's word. We know that things manifest when God speaks. It's up to you to be in the place where you're ready to receive. And sometimes we're out of position. We're out of position. The word may go forth, and you may not get it at that point in time what God is saying to you, but you can trust and believe if somebody there that got the word that God wanted, that power that God wanted them to hear, because they were in the position and they understand and they're able to, they have learned to recognize his voice. The Holy Spirit alerts them to let them know that, yes, this is for you. This is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. And what is being said is not coming back void, because God is sending that word to you. He may be sending it over to you, say, in South Africa. Somebody in South Africa may need a word. They may need to hear from God and know that that word is not going to come back. It's not going to fall on empty ground. It's not going to miss you at that point in time if it is for you. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty of God, knowing that when God speaketh, when God speaketh a thing, that it is going to happen. That's when you and I have to be in a place to allow our faith to operate and receive what is said, even if it does not manifest at that given time. And one thing I want to sit and say, that with the spoken word of God, Jesus, when Lazarus was laying in the grave, in that grave, Jesus went to the tomb and told Lazarus to rise. That was a word for Lazarus. Lazarus rose from the grave. He got up because Jesus spoke the word, and his word did not come back void. Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, continued to move forth, and it's not going to come back to the sender without an answer. It's not going to come back to the sender, without doing what it said to do. So with that being said, the sender is not the problem. It's the receiver. The receiver is the problem, because the receiver may have a lack of faith. The receiver may have a lack of trust. The receiver may not be a believer. The receiver may be a doubter. The receiver may not really understand who God is and who you are to him. The receiver may not realize or open their eyes and are looking through God's eyes to see that spoken word created the earth. So I charge you today, I decree and declare, and that you and I will meditate on the word of God more. We will open our eyes. We will take ourselves out of a place of confusion and chaos and a maze, and remove the things that are causing us a hindrance to understand and to see the power of God, to understand and not miss the point, the mark that God has for us. Because when God speaks, can attest to it. I may have had to sit and wait for something for a long time, but on today, I'm grabbing that mindset that Abraham had. If God said it, it is going to be. If God said it, it is going to happen. I know it for a fact. That's why I am here, to put a hashtag in front of something and say the end, because God has spoken words over my life, into my life, and they have manifested. In past years, I may not have been in a place to receive. I may have been a little bit out of position. So when the word step down. I wasn't in a place right then and there to hear it or to receive it or to obtain it and get to apply it in my life. But because I know that it's something that God spoke into my life, it made me have to continue to keep working, to keep believing, to keep being pressed so my faith can grow, so my trust can grow, and then I will realize that his word does not come back void. Apostle Temple, could you please come on in and share some of that godly wisdom that God has given you? And see, before he comes in, let me say this to you all. This is where you're at now. God is, it's an exposing season. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's an exposing season. See, God is taking the veil off of some people, a veil. He's taking a veil off of some people because they're on display, because they've answered the call, because God's word has been given to them maybe years ago. It could have been a month ago. It could have been last night. But they're in a place right now where they trust and believe the word of God, and they trust and believe that they know without a shadow of a doubt that it is God speaking to them. So now they have taken on the assignment to share it with me, you, and everybody around this world. And it is no mistake, it is no coincidence that we are on an international level. Because, see, everybody cannot be on an international level, because one thing about God, God is not going to allow you, me, or anybody else to stir his people wrong. God is looking for the multitude of people to come to the throne. God is looking for the multitude of people to obtain salvation and to live the life that he has already predestined us to. And this is the beauty of it. When you find a true warrior that's sitting and saying, although the big heads, the big leads may sit and tell you one thing, I'm sitting here and I'm telling you something else. And see, this is why God is going to suddenly move this faithful warrior up in the rank, suddenly where everybody's head is going to shake, because they're not realizing that God said, faithful servant, job well done. Apostle Temple, if you could help me out this morning, I would greatly appreciate it.
Amen. God bless all of you all this morning. We just thank for who he is, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. I'm pretty sure that this morning you are celebrating, you are shouting, not because, my God, that you know and you have a spirit of expectation that is something good is going to happen to you today. You can feel it. You can expect it. But you know that your mind done been paradigm shift. Amen. You done been shifted into a new place, not only into a new place, but you are declaring it, you are decreeing. ADM, if you're on this morning, amen, we're going to send out texts all this week. My God, it is the end. It is the end. It's the end. It's the end. Whatever the end is in your life, amen, you need to put it to the end, because we're going to be productive. We're going to be moving forward. We're going to attain the things of God. Let me tell you something now. I want to let everyone know. Many people think it's peaches and cream is a beautiful thing. No, once you get to that place, amen, you'll be able to enjoy it. But before you get there, amen, it's always correction, it's always redevelopment, it's always redirection, and it's also labor, amen, and it's going to be sacrifice pertaining to you. But I'm telling you this, if you could go ahead and put aside all the ways and put aside that and keep pressing toward the mark, you're going to begin to see it, amen, you're going to begin to see it. You ain't going to begin to just speak it and just believe it, amen, it's going to come in reality. You're going to be able to live in it, you're going to be able to ride in it, you're going to be able to see it, you're going to be able to enjoy it, not to hope it, but to enjoy it, amen. And you got to understand this, as Evangelist was talking, amen, and there's a lot of things that people do, and especially when they begin to teach and different things like that, that a lot of people doesn't know, amen. It's different strategies that individuals, especially you know, some leaders, some pastors, not all, amen, use different strategy, and they begin to set the stage for other things or set the stage for their agenda. So some things that you got to be careful. That's why I tell people, you make sure you are studying, seeking God for yourself, because you could be with someone learning a series, or you could be with someone learning certain topics or learning certain things, but they could be setting the stage, my God, to link it to something else, amen. And that something else could be a financial thing, it could be a sacrifice or giving or something, amen, that where it's not really, it's not of the kingdom, but it sounds like it's of the kingdom, but it's really not. And that's where, you know, when the Bible begin to talk about false, you got to understand, a false prophet is actually a prophet. I'm going to tell you something. A false prophet is actually a what? A prophet. Amen. Many people think that a false prophet is not a prophet. Why would the Bible call a false prophet a prophet? Amen. My God, you got to understand. One is false. What is false? Something that is not true. Something that is not of God. Something that been misplaced. Something that was told that, you know, wasn't accurate. Amen. You could take one word out of context and begin to share different things that is unaccurately, amen, and you'll begin to see that it's not of God, amen. So we got to understand that. We got to understand that some things, amen, and really define the Bible and look at it and really understand it for yourself, for you don't get caught up and you don't get trapped up into different things, amen, to where you think one thing, but yet your mind is like, okay, it's not like that. So understand that, amen. Understand that in Jesus' name, amen. So I want to let you know something. I want to share something with you. Eventually hit something on the head, and she was sharing with you all about how people receive. Some people don't receive, and is do you on the receiving end? Really, let me tell you something. That is a strategy. That is a strategy to the Lord. That is a strategy of the enemy. That is a strategy of the enemy. The enemy has a strategy to where, and this is where I've been doing a lot of study. This is my field, deliverance. This is really main vein that really God done gave me an anointing in and really to deal with in deliverance in that area there. The strategy that I learned, it's not the strategy that I don't heard some people talk about. You know how some folks begin to say, you know what, after I preached this, the devil attacked me. After this happened, the devil came on me. You know, that is a hill of beans. I'm just going to say that. That is a hill of beans, because one thing about the enemy ain't going to fool with someone that knows they are anointing. He's not going to fool with somebody knows who they are. He's ain't going to fool with somebody walking in the authority and they understand how to walk in authority. Understand this, amen. Once you begin to get understanding and you have knowledge of what you're doing and understanding what you're doing, and it's accurate information, the enemy, his chances of fooling with you is less. It's not none. He really got to catch you when you're real tired or you just going through something. He'll try to catch you then. But other than that, he don't want to fool with you, amen. That's why the scripture declares, my God, in the book of Job, watch this, you all. When God asked Satan, when they was having a meeting in heaven, and he asked Satan, he said, Satan, where is thou? Satan said, I'm walking to and forth seeking, watch this, whom I may devour. Amen. He's walking to and forth doing what? Seeking. So he's searching. He's looking. He's not wasting his time on individuals, my God almighty, that he cannot devour. He's not wasting his time on individual, amen, that understand who they are. So all these attacks that y'all speaking on yourself, that the devil, stop speaking this nonsense on yourself, amen, and understand and walk into a place. It's just something shifted into me about this last part of this year. My confidence level went up into it. It just zoomed up, amen. My confidence level in different things to where I don't even was wondering, pondering. I say, yes, I know that. I know that. I know. I understand that. I know how to do it. And my confidence levels just went up. Amen. So you got to understand something, that the enemy, amen, begin to play these games, but the enemy understand that he ain't finna fool with you. And this is where your confidence level need to shoot up when you're walking with the Lord and you're walking in the kingdom and you know who you are. Amen. sometimes you need to let the enemy know, and you need to have an approach that, listen, you ain't, don't even try, don't even come over here, because at the end of the day, the enemy understand who to mess with, who to bother. Now watch this. Then God says, watch this, have you considered my servant Job? So other words, my God Almighty, the Lord had to point my God Job out to him. The Lord had to point this individual out to who? Out to Satan. But watch this here. And the Bible begins to declare, and the Satan begins to answer, pretty much just saying, yeah, I consider him, but you got a hedge of protection. All this man is covered. This man is up under the blood. Amen. So ain't no sense to me being bothered with that individual. Y'all hear me this morning? So in other words, the enemy says, or the Satan says, yeah, I seen him. Yeah, I know who he is, but ain't no sense to me messing with that individual, because I'd be wasting my time. Amen. Because why? He got a hedge of protection around who? Around him. My God, y'all hear me this morning. He has a hedge. So watch this strategy real quick. I'm really downloading a strategy into you. So now the enemy realized that once you got that hedge, you protect it, you cover. Other words, you know who you are. You know where you're going. You're walking in confidence. You're walking in boldness. Amen. With your life. Amen. You're declaring, you're decreeing. You ain't having no self-pity party. You ain't crying over spilled milk. Yeah, amen. Y'all hear me this morning. But you also, you walking into the things of God. You ain't getting caught up in self-negative emotion, but yet you getting caught up into God. You ain't allowing somebody else persecution, allowing somebody else lies, allowing somebody else daggers, amen, to persuade your faith, to persuade your mindset, and persuade you, amen. You know who you are. That's when you begin to be, my God, untouchable for the enemy. It's not because the enemy can't touch you. It's because when you cover up under the blood of the Lord, amen, you messed up. You best to believe, amen, you walking with a shield, or you covered by the shield, that the fiery darts of the enemy is not going to matter. So the other words, the enemy said, he got enough wisdom to know, ain't no sense of me shooting my darts your way, because it's not going to penetrate. It ain't going to do nothing. It's going to do what? Fall to the what? Ground. Y'all hear me this morning, amen? I'm going so well. So this is where, watch this. Now, this is where betrayal and people begin to turn their backs on you, and people be, relationship begin to split, and you'll be like, I don't even know what happened. How in the world this happened? All of something, they stopped talking to me. All of something, they stopped dealing with me. All of something. It's my, watch this. It don't have anything to do with you. It don't have anything to do with you. That's the strategy of the enemy, because the enemy knows the information or you is a valuable key to help that individual to see the light and get delivered. So the enemy is not attacking you. It would attack that individual, and the first thing that the enemy does, my God, when attack comes, is bring division. I want to, y'all, come on now. He brings what? Division. Because one thing about division, amen, he has to bring a separated, because the Bible declares when two or three touch and agree, he is in what? In the midst. Y'all hear me? One could chase 1,000, but two could put 10,000 to flight. Unity is a powerful creed. So that's why he'll try to bring division in relationship, division in strong ministry, division in homes, divisions in different things. He has to bring division. It's just like the mentality of the wild pack or the wild king or the animal, my God, animals. It's like wild animals. It's the mindset of it. If they got a herd, one thing they try to do with a herd, they go and seek, my God, begin to push that herd, cause that herd to do what? To move, cause some commotion, cause different things, my God Almighty, to be, cause some chatter, talk, cause some underneath talk, amen, and it causes the herd to move. So now the enemy looks for the weakest link and looks for who's limp, and looks for the older one who's moving slow. Who it looks for the ones that look sick. It looks for the ones that look at that look like they ain't gonna make it. And it seeks out the easy prey. It don't got time to fool with the strong prey, because why? It putting its own life in danger. So they don't want to fool with the strong prey, the healthy prey, because it putting their own life in what? In danger. So it needs to find a weak one. It needs to find a sick one. It needs to find the one don't believe that, because you're in the midst of a group, they don't believe that they could get, my God, outnumbered. It needs the individual that has Y'all hear me this morning, amen. Needs the individual that don't believe nothing nobody say but want to do their own way. Feels though, even though the pack going this way, they want to go that way. Even though the Lord say turn right, they say I'm turning left. They seen the light over here. It looks for that one to divide, to separate, to bring division. Because once it can divide you, amen, from the place of the Lord, it divide you from your purpose. It divide you from your focus. It divide you from the things that you are achieving. It divide you from your peace. It divide you from your happiness. It divide you from the things of God that is blessing you within your life. Now the enemy says, I can do what I came to do is to what? Is to devour you now. Amen. I truly believe that we're dealing with a bunch of individuals that say, you know what? I'm going to walk hand in hand. I'm going to stand in this number. I'm going to stand in the race. Regardless of what, I'm not going to be devoured, because at the end of the day, greater is in he that is in me that is in the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So the enemy want to devour people. The enemy want to do this. The enemy want to do that. Let me tell you something. All these, all your saints of God start getting into the devil infestation business. Amen. Everything you look around, it's the devil. Every time you talk, it's the devil. Every time you look around, it's the devil. Baby, if the devil had that much of power over you, if the devil had that much of power over this world, if he had that much of power over there, trust me, the things that you are dealing with in your life will be a lot worse. Trust me, he'll been killed you before you already tell somebody, before you can encourage anybody else that, to tell them that God is going to be all right, that God is able. I'm trying to tell you something. If you ever don't told yourself, self, you better get up, because God is good and his mercy endure forever. If you ever was the one that you know what and say, you know, this too going to overcome, this too going to come to an end. If you were somebody was able to encourage somebody and tell somebody to look towards the hill, which come in your help, you can't throw in the towel. You better keep walking. Baby, let me tell you something. The devil don't have that much of power over you if you was able to say it, amen, because the enemy, the first thing, he will try to shut your mouth up. Y'all about to hear me. He will try to shut your mouth up where you don't give out nothing to nobody, not even much encouraging yourself. He'll keep you into a low place. He'll keep you into rejection. He'll keep you into depression. I want to talk to somebody and I feel it in my bones. Have you ever came out of something that you feel like you never would have been able to come out? Have you put an end to something in your life that you feel like, my God Almighty, that it will never come to the end? Have you got over that relationship that you felt like you won't be able to get over it? Have you overcome things in your life that you felt like it's going to drown you and it's going to take you out, that this is the end if God don't come in and show up now? But I want to talk to somebody this morning and say, you still on the line giving God his praise. You still shouting in your house. You still shouting in your living room. So you need to look back over your life and tell that devil, I thought you had something, but I realized that greater that is in me, my God Almighty, greater that is in me. Y'all hear me? Greater that is in me. You ain't having that what I thought you have. So let me change my form of thinking. Let me change the words that I say. The devil attacking my body. The devil is a liar. The devil won't come near this body here, because this body is saturated in the blood of the Lord. This body is saturated in the anointing of God. The devil attacking my finances. The devil is a liar, because the finances that I got and the finances that I have, it's because the Lord made a way. It's because the Lord will provide. It's because the God that did it. And at the end of the day, if he want to touch something that the God did it, the Bible declares that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence take it by force. You don't want to do that. Y'all about to hear me. Oh, the devil is in my home. That's a lie. The devil is not going to be in my home, because I don't declare for me in my house, we shall serve Hallelujah. The Lord. Somebody about to talk. I got to go, evangelist. I got to go. I feel a shanan in a ray baba in my soul. Amen. We going to serve the Lord. I declare and decree as you enter out of this year, you'll stop your devil infestation and understand that the devil don't have that power over you. If he had a power over you, sister, if he had a power over you, brother, he'll kill you a long time ago. But now you still got a shout in your belly. You still got a thank you in your spirit because he's been upset you up a long time ago. Somebody need to say the end is here and victory, victory, it shall. It ain't a hope. It ain't a word that I'm wondering and pondering. It ain't a question mark. I'm saying it with a commandment. It shall be mine in the name of Jesus. How about that, you evangelist?
Praise the Lord. Listen, the word has dropped again. God has spoken again. His word does not come back void. Rise, I say, awaken. Awaken on this morning. Hear the words of the Lord. Apply the words of the Lord. Get yourself up. Get your confidence together. Get your boldness on and start marching. March into a, I don't care if you marching in place. You marching. Stop speaking ill things over your life and start speaking great things. Start speaking into the atmosphere. Start commanding your day. Start decreeing and declaring. Start believing that the things that you have spoken has already come to pass. If you need a healing, you get up every morning and you thank God for your healing. If you need a financial blessing, you get up every morning, you thank God for your financial blessing. You continuously already say that it is done. No matter how the circumstance looks, no matter how the situation is, your faithfulness will just continue to grow. Your commitment will grow. It will become an attitude that is in your life. A change will come over you. Because why? Your attitude will change. Once your attitude changes, once you start doing something on a daily basis, you will start seeing the manifestation. Then you will sit and be able to come back. It may be years later. It may be tomorrow. And say, I understand now. I understand the words that were coming out of this apostle's mouth. I understand the words that may have been coming out of Evangelist Elect's mouth. I understand the words that God put before me through his faithful servant. Stop. I plead in the name of Jesus that you understand who you are in Christ and the authority that Christ has given us. Start decreeing and declaring things, because the word of God say once you decree a thing, it is established. That means that it is already put together and taking place. All you need to do is walk into what God has for you. Again, I sit and say to you, I am so thankful that you are choosing ADM to be your source at this time, to be your power source, your connection to the Holy Spirit, where you're not going to be left out. You are connected to a vine. Do not allow your connection to break. Instead, get somebody else on the line. Let them know that they need to hear what God is saying. I'm not saying what man is saying, what God is saying. God is filling him up. That fuel is coming from God. That fire that you see that cannot be extinguished is coming from God. And as we always do, we always leave you and ask you to go and have the best day in your life that you've never had before, because this is a day that you've never seen before and you never will revisit it. So continue to stay connected with God. Continue to see the movement that he has for you and know that he wants greater for you. But you got to believe it. As you sit in a chair, many of us sit in a chair And we never look back to make sure that that chair is there, because we have the faith and the belief and the confidence that it's going to be there. That's exactly how we need to be. Just as you wake up in the morning with the expectation that the sun is going to rise, you need to have that same expectation that God will do what he says that he will do. So as ADM go do for this week or the remaining of the month, we too invite you to come in and tell somebody or use the hashtag and say the end, because your ending, the end of your circumstances and your situation is now over. Why? Because you have been told. All I said is decree and declare that you will receive it. I decree and declare that you will make a change in your life. I decree and declare that you will make conscious decisions in your life and stop going back to things that put you in a common ground but take you into a place where you are. This is what we have to understand. God has peculiar people. And see, when you are in a place of familiarity or with everybody else in the world, that means that you are in the norm. When God is doing something new, he's taking you out of that familiarity and he's placing you into that peculiar, that pack of peculiar people. That pack of peculiar people don't care what everybody else say. That pack of peculiar people don't care if they on an isolated island, because they really know that they not. They in the presence of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is leading them and guiding them. And this is where we, ADM, want you to understand and know that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you, that you can be a victor, that you are a conqueror, and that God is more than wonderful, and he wants all of us to collectively be in a number where we can prosper in all areas of our life. We will see you all back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. again. Reach out, tell somebody about it, pack the line, because God is teaching. He is in a teaching season right now, and we want you to be the student where you're able to learn, apply, receive, understand, comprehend, and then realize what God has for you. ADM loves you, but we know that God loves you best. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. We leave you with peace. In the name of Jesus.